Pepe Parker. He leaned against the door jamb, a little out of breath. Rory, what the hell? A reasonable question. Pepe Parker, this is Marya Washington. He peered at the attractive black woman. I know you, you're on television. Not at the moment, she said. Newsnet asked me to put together a special on this message. And I took the liberty of volunteering you. Oh, muchas gracias. I had so much time on my hands. If you'd rather not, Washington said. He raised one hand. Kidding. Look, I don't have half the story. Lisa Marie had the news on and recognized your voice. She punched record and woke me up. Or tried to. I was up at the dome till past 3. What on earth for? Don't ask. Don't get me started. Be nice if somebody besides me could make the goddamn bolometer work. So you got some LGMs? Washington looked at Bell. Little green men. I don't know what else it could be. Open to suggestions. Could it be a long-delayed hack that occurred to me on the way over, some 80-year-old probe with a practical joke encoded? Nice try. You haven't seen the spectrum, though. 80 years ago, there wasn't that much energy on the whole planet. And it's actually English. She nodded slowly. Holy chihuahua. What's it doing now? Carrier wave. It's a 21 centimeter. Signal blue shifted to 12.3 centimeter. Yeah, okay. How fast is that? Call it 0.99C. Decelerating. Oh, yeah. Lisa Marie said you said it would just take 3 months to slow down and get here? 50 goddamn G's? Rory nodded. What if it didn't slow down? Washington asked. What if it hit us going that fast? Terminado, Pepe said. If it's any size. Let me see. Rory turned to address the wall. How much kinetic energy is there in an object massing 1 metric ton going 0.99C? 4.43 times 10 to the 21st joules, it answered immediately. Over 1 million megatons. Crack this planet like an egg, Pepe said. He was amused by Washington's avid expression. I think she's got a lead for her story, he said to Rory. I'm not the one you have to worry about, Washington said. By noon, you're going to have stringers from every tabloid in the country down here. If I were you, I'd have some secretary send them all to the public information office. Do we have one? Pepe asked. Yeah, some kid runs it, Washington said. I talked to him. Pierce Price something. She took a Rolodex card out of her breast pocket and asked it. Name and office number, Chief, University of Florida Public Information Office. It gave her Donato Pricci, 14-308. Rory wrote it down. Good idea, she said. God knows when we'll get any science done around here. You straight news people are going to be bad enough. We try, Washington said. But wait until you meet the science editor from Dayshot. He's also the astrology columnist. Maybe we better put the secretary down by the elevator, Pepe said. The front door. Maybe with a couple of fullbacks. Washington checked her watch. I better get down to the station, see what local talent we can cover, how many people I'll have to bring in. Try to bring in. She squeezed past Norman, coming through the door. He put the white box with the spinach pie in the cooler under the coffee machine. Buenos, Pepe. Program looked good, hon. Rory looked momentarily confused. Oh, the early one. We just did another. I don't know about that 1 million megatons, Pepe said. That'll be on every front page in the world tomorrow morning. What 1 million megatons? Norman said. Rory gestured at the wall. I asked it how much kinetic energy the thing had. If it were to hit us without slowing down, Pepe said. Save Germany and France some trouble. He tossed the folded-up newspaper sections onto the table by the coffee machine. Comics and world. From the sublime to the ridiculous, Pepe said. The phone chimed, and Rory picked it up. Buenos. Why, Mr. Mayor, such an honor,